There's a sister, and she was blessed with seeing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her dreams. And the sisters went to her house to find out why. You know, how is it possible that you've been able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams? And they asked her, what do you do? Do you get up for tahajjud? No, I don't. Do you read the Quran in abundance? No, I don't. What do you do? She said, I try to follow the pious deed booklet of Amir al-Sunnah. I try to make sure I follow them all. But there's one where Amir al-Sunnah, he tells us to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah. And she said, this was her words, to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3,313 times. She said, I do that every day. And the sister said, hold on a minute, what did you say? She said, yes, it says in the pious deeds booklet to recite Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3,313 times. Viewers of Madani Channel, it only says 313 times. And they asked her, how long have you been doing this? And when they realized that she'd been doing this for quite a lengthy time, the sister themselves, they said that because you have been reciting Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3,313 times, then Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has blessed you with a visitation in your dreams. Now, I'm not saying to you, viewers of Madani Channel, that if you recite Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3,313 times, you will see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams. But at least we need to have that passion inside us, that thirst inside us, to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. I want to leave you with one final waqia. There was a person, he came to a buzurg, he came to a pious person, and he said to him, Sayyidi, I want to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. How can I do it? Give me a wazifa, give me something to do. And he said to him, get some salty fish, 1.5 kilos of salty fish. Yeah, cook the fish, eat the salty fish, and then go to sleep and do not drink any water. So this person, he said, is that all I have to do? So he went and bought 1.5 kilos of salty fish. He ate the salty fish and he went to sleep. The next morning he came to that pious person and he said, Sayyidi, you said to me that I would see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. And he said, tell me what you saw. He said, oh, in my dreams, I saw water, I saw fountains, I saw rivers, I saw these drinks, I saw cold drinks, I saw all these things. And that pious person said to him, that the reason why you saw that water, them fountains, them rivers, is because you went to sleep thirsty for water, and that's why you saw him. And he says, until you go to sleep thirsty, to have that same thirst inside you, to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams, then you will not see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams. Viewers of Madani Channel, I ask you to pray for me, and I will pray for you also, that Ya Allah, grant us all that thirst. That thirst to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we can all see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. And fortunate are those that have been able to do it. Ya Allah, make us amongst those fortunate ones. Ya Rasulullah, visit us in our dreams. Give us that blessing, Ya Rasulullah, that we are also able to see you. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you see me in your dream, then you have seen me in your dream. It is not as if you have sent somebody else. Because you can see anybody in your dream. It may be shaitan, it may not be shaitan. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you see me, then you have seen me. Because shaitan cannot take my guise. So I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we all become habitual in reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also have that thirst, that passion inside us to be able to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams. I do dua for you, you do dua for me, that inshallah Azza wa Jalla our duas are fulfilled and all of us have that visitation in our dreams. You have been watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.